From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Streets reportedly calm in Ferguson, Missouri, after four nights of clashes between police and protesters. NPR's Cheryl Corley says demonstrators are still expressing their views over the police killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown last weekend, but the mood in the city has changed.
It is an entirely different atmosphere. There's no riot gear, nobody with guns, with rubber bullets. In fact, we hardly see police around here this evening. Occasionally, a car will come by. Some police have walked through the crowd. They're actually chatting with people.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol is handling security in Ferguson after the governor stripped St. Louis County Police of that authority. Rallies billed as social media as a national moment of silence were held yesterday across the nation in remembrance of Michael Brown and others killed by police. Mallory Marshall of member station WWNO reports on one event held in Detroit.
Nearly 100 gathered under the sweltering sun to remember Michael Brown, the black teenager killed by a police officer in Missouri Saturday, as well as others killed by police. Participants observed a moment of silence before organizer Chanel Batiste read a list of victims' names. She says the event is about increasing awareness.
It's important because it affects every single one of us. And I said I cannot be silent because it could be my brother next, it could be my cousin next.
Batiste added that she hopes demonstrations like this one will continue. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Marshall in New Orleans.
Iraq's embattled Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has resigned 6 years after taking office with U.S. backing. The move allows chosen replacement Haider al-Abadi to take over under a new government that promises to include Iraq's disaffected minorities. As NPR's Peter Kenny reports from Erbil, Maliki's announcement that he's ending his bid for a third term is a reversal of his stance only 2 days ago.
It was a complete turnaround from just 1 day ago when he was defiant, saying he would wait for a court ruling and hang on to power. This day was filled with closed-door meetings, a lot of speculation about what happened exactly. But the result is that it clears away a major hurdle towards a national unity government, and that is a prerequisite, really, for having any chance of unifying against the Islamic State, which still controls very large chunks of this country.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Erbil. Authorities in Pakistan say attackers armed with guns and grenades stormed air bases in the city of Quetta late Thursday, killing several security forces and at least 10 Taliban-linked militants. The incident coming amid an offensive against the Taliban insurgency in Pakistan's North Waziristan region, which is located near the Afghan border. This is NPR News. Major League Baseball owners have chosen Rob Manfred to succeed his 80-year-old boss, Bud Selig, as commissioner. 55-year-old Manfred becomes the league's 10th commissioner after beating out Boston Red Sox chairman Tom Werner. Major League Executive Vice President of Business Tim Brosnan was a third candidate for the post but took himself out of the running. The European Union's much-heralded economic recovery has come to a standstill, with even powerhouse Germany showing a contraction in GDP. As Terry Schultz reports, some of the slump is being blamed on market uncertainty over events in Ukraine.
The Eurozone's slow recovery has ground to a halt, with GDP flat last quarter among the 18 countries using the euro. The Eurozone's biggest economy, Germany, and its third largest, Italy, both shrank by 0.2% from the first quarter. Number two, France, stayed stuck at zero growth. Analysts warn that conflicts between the EU and Russia over Ukraine, as well as increasing tension in the Middle East, could further harm growth potential. But European Commission spokesman Michael Jennings says Eurozone governments must stick to reforms.
We've always stress the fragile nature of the recovery and maintain that the greatest risk to the recovery is complacency.
Two of the Eurozone's struggling economies, Greece and Portugal, saw second quarter growth of 0.6%. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Pope Francis is asking young Catholics in South Korea to renounce materialism that he says afflicts much of Asian society and to reject inhuman economic systems that he says disenfranchise the poor. Francis received cheers from tens of thousands of young Asians as he celebrated his first public mass in South Korea. This is NPR News.